Time for another exclusive In Case You Missed It podcast brought to you by Xfinity.
Hey, David, how are you? We are TC and Dina B in the brisk South Florida area this morning. It's in the 60s, man, over here, so you're bringing the holiday music and the weather with you.
Yeah, I'm bringing the weather. It's about 22 degrees here, so there's quite the difference between 20 and 60, but I can understand for y'all how 60 would be cold. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it is the holiday season. David Nail, he is coming Friday night, Meisner Park Amphitheater. And David, you are doing a Christmas tour, man. What got you to want to get into the holiday spirit and do the Christmas tour this year?
Well, I have to give most of the credit to my wife. She was it was something that she was bugging me about from the moment we got married, and something I was sort of against for many years. But I don't know if it's because I have three kids now and the Christmas spirit starts a lot earlier than it did when I was a single fella.
Uh-huh.
But I guess they caught me on a good day and talked me into it.
Well, we're glad you did it. What's your favorite holiday tradition or your favorite holiday memory, we should say?
I had a pretty basic childhood. My favorite tradition is you wake up and the elves are in a new place and they have a new message for the kids, and it's always exciting. I go to bed early and I wake up and they're in a new place with a new message, and it's always exciting to see what's in store for us that morning.
So it's just like you're one of the kids then.
Yeah,
you
sounds
and the kids
like it.
Go looking for the elf on the shelf.
Exactly, because I'm the first one up every morning, and sometimes I forget, and I'll be talking to one of the kids, and they'll notice them, you know, up in the fan or, you know, up on the counter somewhere or in the fireplace, and I'll be like, oh my God, well, what's the message, you know? And I definitely get excited.
Well, that's really sweet to hear. Now, you're coming down doing Christmas music. Are you going to be doing the classics? Do you have any David Nail original Christmas songs we're going to be hearing? Or are we also going to be hearing some of your hits too? I mean, Red Light, Whatever She's Got. What is the show going to entail on Friday night?
Well, you know, we started last Saturday in Knoxville, and we sort of got our feet wet with the Christmas stuff, and it was really fun. This is unlike anything I've ever done before, and so we're sort of adjusting as we go along, but you're definitely going to hear all the songs you would expect to hear and many more, and you never know, maybe one or two more. I will admit, the other night in Knoxville, I was pretty amped up when it got to the Christmas stuff, and I was definitely in the spirit.
Okay.
So I may have worked up one or two more. You never know, man. You better be coming wanting to hear a little Christmas tune, because we've got a couple of other surprises up our sleeve too.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, but if you had to pick one, what is your favorite holiday song? If you had to pick just one.
You know, my favorite one is the one I did on this EP. It's I'll Be Home for Christmas. And I think it's because I've traveled so much for the last 20 years. Whenever I would hear that, I would sort of always identify with it. And it was just a sweet memory of those conversations with my grandparents when they were still around. You know, it was very important for me to be home for Christmas. I missed one early on for a girl from South Georgia, and I learned very quickly from my grandmother that was not a good decision.
Okay, all right. So David Nail, now home
you
for Christmas.
You live and you learn, Davey. You live and you learn.
Exactly.
Well, David, we are so looking forward to seeing you Friday night at Meisner Park Amphitheater, and it's going to be a great Christmas show to get us into the holiday spirit.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I'll try to keep all this cold weather up here.
No, bring it. It feels more like the holidays.
All right. Well, y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you for talking to me.
Hey, great talking to you. Be well and happy holidays.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.